Fast, faster, fastest. Amazing how fast you can play. I didn't know that was possible on the pan flute. This was the honest reaction of a much appreciated fellow storyteller after I played my instrument during a storytelling event. It actually took me a few moments before I could thank him for the compliment, because I had consciously chosen a slower tempo to stay balanced after the switch between the story and the music. I'm also aware of the fact that I'm, generally speaking, not as fast a player as most pan flute colleagues. But speed is subjective. What causes this difference in perception? I believe it's the combination of expectations and the way of listening to music. Most people in the Netherlands don't know what kind of repertoire or sound to expect, let alone that they have an inkling of the incredible speeds showcased by virtuosic players. Expectations here are very different from those in Romania, where the instrument is a lot less unusual. You can study the pan flute at several institutes there, and the bar is very high. You hear it live at restaurants, in folk orchestras, small ensembles, and by invitation in symphonic orchestras. The pan flute in the Netherlands is associated with meditative music, improvisations to soundscapes or pop covers, soothing music, slow tempos. There's just one institute where you can study it, and you rarely hear it live. Taking that into account, any medieval estampi or Romanian hora is rather a surprise as to how fast it sounds, and therefore my colleague's reaction was completely logical. Then you also have to take into account your audience and how they listen to music. My repertoire contains energetic Romanian pieces and virtuosic new classical music. Those genres are not the most accessible music to Dutch ears, for want of familiarity. How do you comfortably listen to irregular time signatures or gypsy scales when you've never heard them before? To top it all off, listeners are hit by the realization that the pan flute isn't just breathy, soft and meditative, but also clear, strong, loud or whisper soft. It can be low and full or high and thin when needed. Add to that the speed of the Hora Staccato by Gregorias Dinico, and you'll see eyes wide open in amazement, while it's a standard work for Romanian players. I'm not a naturally fast pan flute player, which I accepted years ago. Being a musician also means choosing your repertoire wisely. As long as I'm able to tell my story, no one will find anything wanting. And for my audience here in the Netherlands, I can most certainly up my speed to a suitably impressive level. My aim is to take my listeners along for the ride, not to lose them in unnecessary fuss or pretensions. Knowing how exotic my instrument is here, I don't want to cover up its beauty in a whirlwind of sound or endless strings of notes. Music that touches a listener like a soft breeze on a pink and purple tinted summer's night will probably linger much longer in their hearts.